Well, folks, there is still a winter storm warning in effect right now in far northern Missouri. There's also winter weather advisory. And again, this is primarily north and northwest and really northern Missouri. I'm Brian Helsworth, and joining me for a few moments to kind of break it down is Brad Tiemeyer. Brad's a meteorologist, National Weather Service in Pleasant Hill. Brad, I appreciate your time. You and I talked yesterday off mic, if you will. We kind of tried to prepare for today. What are we seeing right now? What are the snow totals look like as we record this, let's say at 1:15?
Yeah, right now, Brian, we're looking at snow totals already coming out of far northern Missouri into southeastern Nebraska, generally running in that 3 to 5 inch range already. And we're really just starting to see the heavier lift move into the area. So as that occurs, expecting snow rates of 1 to 2 inches per hour for several hours across that far northwestern Missouri, southwest Iowa, and southeast Nebraska. That area is really under the gun here later on this afternoon for heavy snowfall continuing through the afternoon hours. Now, they're still looking at quite a bit of snowfall along the Missouri-Iowa border, so extending further east from there. Once you get further south, say down towards the Highway 36 corridor, precipitation rates really, really moderate quite a bit, and expecting more of a transitory precip type. So at times there could be some freezing rain, at times there could be some snow. So it's just going to be relatively unpleasant there as well. But once you get further south, say closer to the Missouri River and south, mainly looking at rain as the predominant precip type, but certainly a lot of it. I know I've seen several reports already of 1 inch plus, and if you think about it, that's quite a bit of rainfall, especially for January across the state of Missouri.
No question about that, and I think the map kind of sums up exactly what you have just said, which is great. Brad, let's break that down, and then we'll let you go because I know you're busy, but you mentioned that there's going to be areas 1 to 2 inches of snow an hour because it just happens to be in that area. What are some of the towns we're looking at that are going to see that in our listening area in Missouri? I guess probably I'm thinking Tarkio and maybe Maryville, but break that down if you will.
Yeah, definitely Tarkio, Maryville, Skidmore, Mound City, Craig, Rockport. All those areas are really under the gun for heavy snow. Fall City, if you're over in far southeastern Nebraska and maybe into far northeast Kansas. So Hiawatha, Highland, Denton, I would be watching those areas as well for some moderate to heavy snow.
You know, the last thing I'll ask you, and we always talk about this with this heavy snow, obviously it's going to impact schools in that area. What's your advice to people, especially truckers that may be catching us on an affiliate, driving into that area? What's your advice, Brad?
This would be the best time to just stay put, honestly. We're looking at conditions improving later on this evening, and so these are the critical hours when it's just going to be the worst. So if you can stay put for just a few hours and wait it out, that's going to be the best bet, because being stuck out in the middle of this snowstorm, and if you slide into a ditch or something like that, it's going to be very difficult for emergency crews and responders to respond to you, and that also puts them into harm's way as well. So this is going to be the best chance to stay put here for the next few hours. And like I said, conditions should improve later on this evening as these snowfall rates really dwindle into the evening hours. And so we're expecting conditions to improve here later on this evening.
I know you're busy, Brad. Anything you'd like to add, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. So later on this evening, what we're looking at is the possibility of some drizzle and freezing drizzle developing later on tonight. And so as that develops and these precipitation rates start to wind down, we're still not completely out from under the gun here. So it's still going to be important to maintain those winter weather driving conditions, slow down, maintain the space in front of you around the vehicles on the roadway. And just take it easy out there, just giving it a little bit extra time to get to your destination, and it should be not too much trouble.